Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2018.
We in our humanity make plans, and it's good to make plans. If I didn't make plans, I wouldn't know what I was doing a week from now, or tomorrow, or even today, really. So plans are good. We need to make plans. We need to look ahead. We need to see where we're going. But when we're making plans, we need to leave room for the Lord. When we plan a week ahead of time, that's within our, you know, plannable. But what I find is the further away you plan, the more likely you're going to run into problems. When I first was entering seminary, I ran into the problem where they said, well, you're going to be ordained in 2019. And then after about a year or two, they're like, well, maybe 2017. And now in reality, it's 2018. So the further you plan away, the more likely things are going to change. And we have to be flexible and recognize that our plans are not always God's plans. In the gospel, we can see this. First, we look at what he says about what he's talking about, parables. Parables can be confusing. They're stories. They're not straight to the point, and sometimes we can become frustrated. But we recognize the Lord uses parables to explain harder concepts. When we're talking about, say, the kingdom of God, we can't explain it in human terms, so Jesus tends to use images. These images are pertinent to his disciples then, and they're pertinent to us now. And he goes further to explain them in private so they understand specifically, and they convey that to us sometimes. So we look at the parables with this understanding that it can be understood in several different ways. So this is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and it would sleep, the man would sleep, and would rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. So the Lord works when we don't know how. Like a planter planting the seed, we have to do our part. We have to water it. We have to plant it. We have to sow and till. But it's the Lord that makes the growth. So we need to recognize this whenever we're dealing with the Lord and the kingdom of God specifically in our lives today and what he's preparing us for. And the second parable also, I'd like to point out how he talks about the mustard seed being the smallest of all seeds, but then grows into this big mustard tree. So we have to leave room for the Lord in our lives, or it will remain a small seed. If we leave room, he'll fill it more than we can imagine. So practically, what I see the Lord calling us to do is to make a space in our house for a place of prayer, because God recognizes our humanity. And in our humanity, we have to have one foot on the earth and one foot in heaven, because all we do on earth should be pointing us to heaven. And so we recognize our humanity. And so he approaches us when he's calling us to do his will in our lives. He understands where we are in our state of life. So when we're preparing a place to pray in our house, it's comparable to where you are in your life, such as my parents. My sisters and I have moved out, so they can dedicate a whole room to a place of prayer. And Father Eric and myself have a rectory where we don't have children, so we can dedicate a room to the chapel. But it might be only a corner or a small space. But I encourage you to find some place that you can pray at home. Now, you're going to pray other places, such as the church, at Mass, in an adoration chapel, on the road. But you need a place in your home that you can find the sacred, to let the Lord work, to give him space to grow. Second, make a space in your schedule. We make all these plans. We figure out what we're going to do, who we're going to meet, what meetings we have, our work. Do we make space for the Lord in our day-to-day life? Do we schedule time for prayer? If you schedule time for prayer already, great. Try and schedule a little bit more. Because remember, whatever space you leave the Lord, he'll use. He'll turn that bush bigger. The mulberry tree is huge, bigger than our lives. So if we leave space for the Lord, he will use it better than we can ever imagine. So in our lives, we need to leave room for the Lord. He loves us. He desires us to pray, to make room for him, and he'll do amazing things in our lives.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.